This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drought shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
That makes you go.
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
All right, we've got an outside the box or outside the brain. If you're watching the Democratic National Party, that they call that in Philadelphia. But maybe they can use some enhancement. Maybe they can do some gene editing, some brain chips, a little synthetic blood. You think the Democrats would go for it, TMB?
Hey, man, I wouldn't be surprised. How you doing, by the way, RSB? Good talk to you, buddy.
Doing well. I was just mentioning to Super Don last hour that I started my training in earnest so I can be ready for the Harlem Legends at the end of October. I've got a few months to gear up to be able to run the basketball court. I can't say that my shooting skills are going to be awesome, but I at least want to be able to keep up with folks that are way older than me that are probably in better shape.
And thank God it's not a real game. it's not scripted like wrestling is to the extent that wrestling is. But if you remember, too, one of my favorite lines in Rocky III, I think it is, where Hulk Hogan is yelling at Sylvester Stallone at Rocky, and he goes, "Hey, it's all fake, Meatball. It's all fake." It's not that fake. It's not that fake. But I'd say that we have 0% chance of beating him.
Well, it depends. I mean, you're pretty competitive, and you're good on the court. I'm a little nervous that you're going to, like, plow into a 75-year-old Harlem legend and flatten
him. These legends aren't that old. I met one of the guys, and I can't remember his name, one of the Harlem legends. I'll find it here before the end of the show. And he's probably about our age, maybe a little bit older, so maybe late 40s, early 50s. So these guys can still play some ball.
So much for the edge I was hoping for. Okay.
It's not going to matter, man. No, I mean, just train just to train so you can be in good shape, but don't think it's going to help you on the court.
No, I don't think so. It's going to be a slaughter. Anyway, we're going to have fun doing that. But we've got lots of upcoming events. We've got the Cancer Conference September 11th in Ann Arbor, Michigan, which was, by the way, where two of the worst pediatricians I've ever heard of, two female pediatricians live in Ann Arbor. I covered a story yesterday. It got me so livid that they said, "We can't convince the anti-vaxxers to vaccinate, so we should just mandate that all children get vaccinated no matter what their parents think." I'm thinking, these are women? Do they have children or do they have cows? I mean, they literally want to just lead all children to slaughter. I was so upset.
What city? Stalingrad? Is that where they're from?
No, they were from Ann Arbor.
Yeah, I'm being sarcastic.
I know, but it sounds like something
out of Soviet Union.
So
you will all be vaccinated regardless.
Exactly. I just was not pleased by that. But then again, you look at what the Democrats have done in California by rolling over, despite, you know, being claiming to be stewards of the environment. They're not stewards of the environment of your children, because the mandate without exemption to go to school, including private school, was SB 277. Now it's spreading to Ohio, as a Democrat there has sponsored a bill trying to push another non-exemption bill into reality. Yeah. For our friends in the Midwest, and I was just in Ohio. That could be a disaster there.
Wow. You know, I'm wondering how our good friend Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is reacting to that, because she's up in Ohio. That's where her clinic is. She was telling us, you know, if you remember last December here in Nashville at the event, she said, "Boy, it's coming in other states. They're going to follow." And she was right. I hate that it's Ohio, because it's not only Dr. Tenpenny's home state, that's Charlene's home state as well.
Well, I think they're going to be pushing back, and we're going to talk to a group that is pushing back on it next week after I get back from the United States Health Freedom Congress in Minnesota at St. Olaf College Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, which will be great. But this story from CNN, Americans wary of gene editing, brain chips, and synthetic blood. I mean, that's the only thing that gives me a little hope for the future, that some people might say this is not a good thing.
Yeah. It's not a good thing. Just the mere title of the article, Gene Editing, Brain Chips, and Synthetic Blood. It's like, wow, yeah, I'm wary of rusty needles and exploding enema bags too. I mean, yeah, I'm wary of all that stuff. That it seems like that will be a no-brainer, especially if you've got brain chips.
Right, but the results said that about 50% of respondents would not want gene editing techniques used on their own baby to reduce his or her risk of developing serious diseases. But of course, that there's a religious belief about that too, that genes cause disease, which is nonsense. But that also says that maybe 50% would want that, which tells you the level of ignorance we have out there in the general population.
Yeah, you know, I'm usually a glass half full kind of guy, but when I saw that figure, I thought the same thing. I was like, you mean 50% would want that kind of stuff?
Uh-huh.
That's scary that one out of every two people. But then again, you know, watching the DNC, and I told you before we went on the air, when I want to get a break from what I'm doing during the day and just get some comical relief, I'll just put it on because it's really insane. Some of these people, they really have been lobotomized. I mean, regardless of what party you're affiliated with, or if you're not a party affiliated at all, I'm not either, but it's just bizarre some of the things that these people say, and just the lack of cognitive ability that they evidence every time they open their mouth.
Well, you know, we really want to keep improving our presidents and their ability to lie to us, and I think that Hillary Clinton would be probably the most proficient liar in the history of presidents if she were to be elected.
Yeah, and for sure. And the interesting thing about it, the thing that just makes my teeth itch, is that one of her spokesmen came on today and said, "We can't have Donald Trump be president because we just can't trust him to tell the truth." And I'm like, "Oh my goodness, you talking about the other candidate? Why don't you look in the mirror, look at your own candidate, and look at all the lies that have been admitted that she told, but we're just not going to do anything about him because she's above the law." I mean, the reality is, Robert, there's two sets of rules. There's sets of rules for them and sets of rules for us. She's one of them, and she doesn't get the same rules applied to her, because if anybody else did that, they would be known for the rest of their life as, you know, liar, liar, pants on fire, and they would have been put in jail probably and be serving time for those lies under oath to the FBI. But nope, two sets of rules.
Yeah, by the way, that's one of the reasons why I want y'all to come to the Constitution class with Michael Bednarik, 2004 Libertarian presidential nominee, and he's a constitutional scholar. You'll get a free book, which is worth a lot, the Good to be King, a Foundation for our Constitutional Freedoms, along with that, August 13th and 14th at the Lakeside Inn, the oldest continuously operating hotel in the state of Florida. Very special venue. And then for a limited number of people who sign up early, you'll have the option to participate in the Second Amendment marksmanship training on the 14th as well. So put the word out. It'll fill up fast, but we want you to sign up now. There's an Eventbrite connection link that you can go to sign up.
Man, I wish I could be there. I wish the whole family could be there. That sounds like a really cool event and very informative and something you could really take away, take away some practical knowledge.
Yeah, I think the thing is, for a lot of people, the Constitution is a kind of nebulous thing. Even if they can read it and say it, they don't understand how it operates or functions or doesn't. And what Michael does is puts it in such a practical way that you will begin to live that document in a way that it won't rely upon the Supreme Court or who is president or who's in Congress or who's in the Senate. It'll transform your life pretty instantaneously in a very powerful way. And we always talk about bringing the power to heal back to the people, but that means, you know, healing of, well, what? Political healing? Yes, but it's sort of apolitical. That document was not really a political document as much as it was a statement and declaration of the limitations of the government that our founding fathers were to bestow to their posterity. And, of course, we had to be vigilant in its defense because it doesn't defend itself. It's just a piece of hemp paper, right? And hemp, of course, emphasis on that, how much good that can do as we bring that back out.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up, too. It's written on hemp paper. Original Declaration on hemp, Constitution, hemp. I mean, it's amazing the value that we have in one little plant, isn't it? Probably the most versatile and valuable plant in the entire world, I think, is the hemp plant.
Yeah, the more we look into it, and we wrote about it in Unlock the Power to Heal, the 25,001 uses, only one of them was smoking it. And it's just fascinating, the stories that are coming back in, the people that are being helped by it. from the most severe situations to even the most mild, if you will, and it can work anywhere in between. So I'm just so excited that we get to bring this out more and more together, as well as, you know, in the book. It's just, like I said, it's that missing link to healing for many people.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a really well-written book. It's got two brilliant authors, and they're both really good, really good-looking, by the way, too.
Right. And we have to add a chapter later, Super Don says, about cockroach milk.
A cockroach? What about them? What about cockroach milk?
I don't know, Super Don. What about cockroach milk? What are we going to add in there? I think it's pretty complete.
Well, it's the next biggest thing.
Okay, yes.
Who needs chlorella when you've got cockroach milk?
Oh, no. I mean, if we want everybody to turn off in a hurry. Oh, no, cockroach milk. I'm not getting that.
If you could do a cockroach milk enema?
Oh, no, like, thank you.
Right?
No, thank you, sir. May I not have another?
Oh. Yeah, I think I'll pass on that as well.
Well, speaking of the Second Amendment, two-thirds of Americans are okay if their doctors ask them about guns. Now, I went to get my son a physical at one of the doc-in-the-boxes just for so they get a run through for the athletics, because they have to have that for athletic participation.
Yep.
And I we talk about this before going in. You know, if they ask about vaccines, you just say, "Yep, you're up to date." Right? That's all. Like medical issue, blood sugar. You just you're not saying anything and then move on. But if they ask about firearms, it's none of their damn business. None of their damn business.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I agree. It is none. And I think we covered the first article or one of the first articles on this subject where they first started telling doctors to ask your patients about firearms. Gosh, it was probably 3 or 4 years ago now, wasn't it? Time's gone by. But I remember speaking with you about that on one of our previous shows. And it really is none of their business. I mean, what does that have to do with any kind of a medical condition? What does that have to do with blood sugar? You know, nothing. It doesn't. It's all it is just an overarching tyrannical government trying to get into our homes to find out who are the threats. Mm-hmm. And that's really what this whole deal with the Second Amendment is, taking the guns. You know, it's not about protecting us from gun violence, although guns are not violent, but it's not about that. It's about eventually knowing who has the guns, so when the government wants to take them, it'll be a lot easier.
They know where to go. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. What does that mean? Well, we talked about the Brady Bill, what happened after Reagan got shot. Never mind that Hinckley was a deranged psychiatric case, and just about every other mass shooting has been associated with psychotropic drugs from the pharmaceutical community, licensed physicians prescribing it, the Fear and Death Administration approving it.
Yep,
folks, if
absolutely.
The FDA says it's good, be careful. Run the other way.
Be careful.
Yeah. All right, Outside the Box continues. Remember, the truth about cancer, the big healing conference coming up middle of October. We've got a link up in the show notes. Go there, sign up before it sells out. We'll talk about it more after the break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We'll talk a little bit more about the Truth About Cancer Health Conference coming up mid-October in Dallas in a little bit. But weirdly enough, as we mentioned last hour, John Hinckley Jr., the one who attempted to assassinate President Ronald Reagan and three other people in 1981, being released apparently from prison. Did you include anything on that in Monumental Myths, your book about all of the conspiracies?
Yeah, you know, I didn't, but it is interesting. There's a lot of weird stuff around that shooting, but I didn't include it because there's just not enough to where I felt like it was compelling enough to include an entire chapter. But I mean, the reality is that the Hinckleys knew the Bushes, right? They were big mm-hmm. contributors to the Bush campaign, to George H.W. And Hinckley he was found with a copy of Catcher in the Rye. And we've seen the movie Conspiracy Theory with Mel Gibson. And, you know, every time he sees a book, Catcher in the Rye, he has to buy it. And we've had several, people in the past that have committed murder or assassination attempts and they've had Catcher in the Rye, a copy in their possession. And there's, you know, it's theorized that if that's part of the CIA mind control or whatever. I don't have any proof of that. It's just odd. You know, it's just another yeah. odd thing. And then the thing that's the most odd about the whole deal is that the official account of the bullets that Hinckley shot, I mean, the first one, he hit Brady. The second one, he hit a policeman. The third one, he missed everything, hit a building. Fourth one hit a Secret Service agent. Fifth one hit the bulletproof glass in the limo. And then the sixth one's the one that supposedly, allegedly almost killed President Reagan. But Reagan says he never felt anything until he got into the car and the Secret Service fell on top of him. The bullet that they, or the metal that they pulled out of him, according to Reagan's own words, it looked like a small disc, like it had been flattened like a dime. Doesn't really sound like a bullet. And then the official story of this bullet is that it ricocheted through the small gap between the body of the car and the door hinges, and it hit him under his left arm. Look, it could have happened that way. I haven't, like I said, not enough to write a chapter. I don't know, but it's just fishy. It just doesn't smell right to me.
Sure, and we know Bush used to head the CIA prior to becoming vice president. There's a lot of nasty stuff with the Bush family in the 20th century, going back to Prescott Bush and Nazi Germany funding the war on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was a pretty butt-ugly thing. Reagan came in there with high ideals, and he had to select Bush as vice president in order to get the support of the establishment. And, of course, Bush was the fail-safe. If Reagan, you know, went too far off of the reservation, so to speak, when we talk about global governance, et cetera. You know, you can be only America first so much. And that's what's intriguing to me again about Trump, who, as he speaks out against, for instance, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP, who Hillary now is claiming to be against, which I think Trump rightly says that the moment if she were to get elected, she would flip-flop immediately and say, yes, TPP, full speed ahead.
Well, I mean, it won't even take that long. It just depends upon who she speaks to in the next couple of days. You know, after the DNC's over, it just depends on her audience. She flip-flops on every issue. She lies all the time. I mean, she's a prolific liar. I mean, if you were going to teach someone how to lie, you just watch her for a few days. She lies every time she opens her mouth. I just don't get it, Robert. I don't understand how she can flip-flop, lie so much, and people still will vote for her, regardless of whether you're Democrat or Republican. It doesn't matter. This is a serial liar that is that close to being the next president.
Yeah, I think people have secret self-loathing if they're going to vote for her. You know, otherwise they have irrational fears for other reasons, but. It's a rough one. It really is a rough one to watch the people that actually will transition. You know, I hope that the Bernie supporters, who are true believers, perhaps in socialism, I disagree with socialism, but I understand the convictions, if you will, of the Sanders and their desire to, you know, for some kind of forced egalitarianism from above or equality. It doesn't work that way in reality. Just look at all the places that tried socialism. And by the way, all of the countries that have some level of socialism and full coverage of medical care for their citizens, guess what? They're not paying for their own defense. We are. The United States taxpayer is. That you forget to mention, you know, when you have all these countries that don't have the military budgets of defense because we become the policemen of the world and we're taking their defense on.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, speaking of socialism and socialists, I am not a Bernie fan at all by any means. I'm not a socialist. I'm the exact opposite, okay? But until last night, or was it the night before? I can't remember which night that he endorsed Hillary. At least I had the respect for the man that he was out on a limb and was kind of going against the grain, and he was going to stand for his principles. And he did until then. And by endorsing her, the guy, he lost total respect for me. I mean,
he's not a Ron Paul, and that principles guide him totally. They appeared to a certain point. What do they have on him? Did they get to him? Did they threaten his family? I don't know. With the Clintons, you never know. All right, folks, we got another segment or two coming up outside the box here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Frankincense oil and cancer next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller and 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Rockin' the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we just got word that somebody heard a Terminix commercial on the break. I didn't hear because we don't hear the commercials here. I just want to let you know, we don't control all the commercials. It was, you know, it reminded me of that time, Super Don, when we were with TRN, and they played a Tylenol commercial in my show, and I just, I lost it. I was livid. I was like, you guys, you know, you got a Tylenol commercial, don't put it in my show, right?
The Robert Scott Bell Show, brought to you by Merck. Yeah.
No, no, not even, not going there. By the way, if you want to take care of termites, delimiting, you know, the orange TKO we love so much, that can take care of termites. I've done it in a house in Stone Mountain years ago. So, folks, like I said, there are other options besides, you know, resorting to toxic waste pesticides that are destroying you know, human life, much less animal life.
Yeah, that orange DKO is great stuff for insects. And I still remember several years ago where you sprayed it in your mouth to show that it was edible.
Yeah,
and,
you like that?
didn't hurt you, but it just looked like you just had an injection of a dozen concentrated lemon juices all into
one
little squirt.
It was a bitter, pill, but liquid to swallow. But, yeah, it was safe. That's how safe it is. So, anyway, there are folks out there doing good work in the realm of pest control that doesn't require toxic cancer-causing chemicals. In fact, limonene is a known cure for cancer, which, speaking of which, we'll talk about the truth about cancer upcoming event. In Dallas, and we have a direct link in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Take you there, and there are a number of different levels or tiers you can do to join in. And we do want to see there just about every doc and non-doc alike speaking about healing in The Truth About Cancer will be there presenting live and in person.
Yeah, we're really pumped about this, Robert. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be an awesome venue. The Gaylord Texan there in Dallas is a beautiful location. And never before have these 45 speakers been gathered under one roof, ever. So we're just really pumped about it. We're just letting people know that, you know, I went on my quest the last few years. Now they can go on their own personal quest right here in one location, meet everybody. And I think it's going to be an awesome weekend for all the attendees. We're really pumped about it.
Yeah, the Gaylord Palms there in Dallas is going to be the host hotel.
Gaylord Texan.
Gaylord Texan it's called? Okay, Gaylord Texan, yep. in Texas, of course. And get your boots ready if you want, if you're so inclined. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, other cures for cancer besides delimiting. There's an article here on Mike Adams, a friend from Natural News, David Gutierrez, staff writer, put it out there. Frankincense oil kills cancer, and it doesn't do any harm to your healthy cells. Plus, it boosts your own immune system, according to studies.
It does. It not only boosts your immune system, it also reduces the side effects from radiation. That was a study that was published in the BMC, Complementary and Alternative Medicine, in 2009. And it also contains a chemical that, or it's actually not a chemical, it's a compound. I'm not even going to try to say what the four words are, but it's AKBA is the acronym for it. And it basically targets and destroys cancer cells, specifically in the studies that I've read, ovarian cancer cells, causes them to commit apoptosis, and that same AKBA substance is also effective against types of cancer that are deemed to be, quote, chemo-resistant. So it's really amazing. If you remember in the Global Quest for the Cures, I interviewed Dr. Josh Axe about his mother. You know, he's a big essential oil guy. We're definitely becoming big essential oil people now too. Just the more I learn about the effects of essential oils, it's really amazing. But he treated his own mother who had terminal cancer allegedly with frankincense and I believe myrrh he used and a couple of other oils. And she's just in great shape now. She's recovered and there really is something to these essential oils, specifically frankincense. It's the one that is the biggest oil that's deemed to have anti-cancer properties where you really can't say that it cures cancer, right? Nothing cures cancer, but it does give the body the nutrition, the fuel that it needs so that it'll run properly, and it does the curing.
Yeah, exactly. And folks, remember the causes of cancer are not unknown, although the American Cancer Society will only say it's about smoking cigarettes and eating too much fat, basically. We'll say nothing about the role of vaccinations in cancer creation, the role of antibiotics in destroying the immune system by destroying the gut in developing chronic diseases, including cancer, the role of heavy metals, the role of toxic pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, etc. And, you know, this is problematic for those that still look to these so-called institutions, and that includes Hillary Clinton, to believe that they are actually telling you the truth. These folks are profiting off of your ignorance. And please get out of that worshipful mode just because they're a brand name in politics or something else that they actually know what they're talking about, except that they're enslaving you or trapping you in a chemical system of control and degradation and disease and dying and bankruptcy.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It is a system of control and bankruptcy. It's a system that has money at the root. I was just watching through some videos that we're going to be using in The Truth About Vaccines, and it was Dr. Jack Wolfson was talking about how all vaccines damage the gut, and that ends up creating a cascading effect throughout the body of vaccine damage. And he mentioned the fact that when we had the measles outbreak back in 2015 at Disney World, if you remember, it was really not an outbreak by any means, but they called it an outbreak to make this vaccine hysteria, you know, even greater. But Jack said that after he posted the articles, it said, look, it's not the vaccine. It's, this is not an outbreak. You know, you need to really look into the risk versus benefit of vaccines. He started getting hate mail and voice messages and so forth. And he said people told him that they hope his kids die from measles.
Right.
It's like, where are people's hearts today? I mean, mm-hmm. you know, we see that just this almost, this activity that almost seems like they're automatons, you know, just that they don't even have any kind of an emotional aspect to the being. And that's, right. How would you wish somebody's children to die from measles because they disagree with you on vaccines?
Well, you know what? It's a religious fundamentalism, much like we see in radical Islam. Or for instance, if you talk badly of the prophet, you know, there are those in that religion that we're going to kill you, right? You know, if you speak bad of Jesus, you don't have a lot of Christians rushing out to kill you. I mean, I just want to put perspective on it. Whereas if you say something that's sacrilegious to their vaccine religion, they want your children to die of measles, despite the fact that it's the measles vaccine that has elevated the risk for deadly forms of measles that are caused by the vaccination themselves suppressing immunity rather than having natural life, living lifelong God-given immunity.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, at the end of that interview, Dr. Wilson just chuckled. He said, are you serious? You think I'm afraid of my kids who are breastfed, non-vaccinated, completely healthy, completely organic? You think I'm afraid of them getting the measles with the immune systems they have? Yeah, forget about it. Not even worried about that.
Yeah. John Rappaport has a great new article we just posted at robertscottbell.com called Vaccines Preventing Every Bad Thing. And it's another doozy whopper of an article. And I'm telling you, there are so many quotables in here. And one of my favorites... You listen to this, because this is one of the arguments against our viewpoint that vaccines are dangerous. They'll say, well, you're going to be the responsible for the people who have no immune systems getting sick or ill or dying. And here's what John Rappaport says about that. Claiming that undernourished children must be vaccinated up to their eyeballs as substitute protection against disease is an egregious and despicable lie. And that's as direct as it can go, because there's no evidence to support that lighting our children on fire will keep your children warm, right? And that's the argument. You have no obligation to harm your own child for the pseudo safety of another.
For the greater good, right? That's the terminology. The pseudo safety is the greater good. But you're right. You don't have an obligation to harm your kid to allegedly protect another. That's not our obligation. Our obligation is to protect our kids. And then we have the God-given right and the brains to make good decisions about how to do it for ourselves. And we certainly don't want a government telling us we have to vaccinate if it's against our better judgment.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And folks, that's what, you know, that's again another reason why I want you to come to the Constitution class, because there's strength in really a depth of going back to origin points. Why did our founding fathers come to America, what was then Turtle Island, according to some of the Native Americans? Why did they come here to establish a new country, a new land for them? You know, it was based on religious freedom, spiritual freedom, the taxation without representation. All of those things play into that. But what was it about the Declaration of Independence that made it so powerful that nations around the world acknowledged the dawn of this new nation? One that now is under threat from within, from those who would basically say, you know what, the Constitution is just an old piece of paper, it's anachronistic, it's whatever we say it is.
That a question or just a long sentence? Sorry.
Well, you know, it's one of those things I do from time to time, long sentences.
You know, the irony of what you just said, the irony of, well, it's not what you just said, but what you just mentioned about the Declaration, the Constitution, you know, these documents that are supposed to govern us, or that are supposed to be a guideline for the way that we behave, it was almost comical to me to see, and again, I'm not Republican versus the Democrats here, but at the DNC, they quoting the Declaration or quoting the Constitution, and everything that they said, they're currently going against. It was like, do you not see that what you just read from one of our founding documents is antithetical to your position on everything that you just talked about for the last half hour? I just don't get it, man. I don't get it. It's cognitive dissonance at its finest at this DNC.
It really is, and it relates also to the pharmaceutical influence of the brain, the fluoride, everything else that goes into it, and then you're much
it
more
is.
Easy to manipulate.
You know what, Robert, you're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, Mike Adams last year in the Global Quest, when I interviewed him, he said, these very people that we oppose on these issues, they very well themselves may be brain damaged from vaccines and from fluoride in the water. And I really believe that they are. I believe that we are dealing with a lot of times with people that are literally brain damaged.
Yeah, well, it's true. And one of the articles we have linked today in the show notes relates to the poisoning of the water by big pharma chemicals. We talk about the ultimate form of socialism, free medicine for all, just drink the water. You know, unless you're purifying it, and you should, and we all, you know, we have Echo Water in our house. You have it, Ty, as well. Get the molecular hydrogen, the super purification. We've got to pull this stuff out. You got to filter it out because the municipal cities, they're not treating for drugs in the water.
No, they're not. And they're also not... Well, we'll get to it after the break, because we're not treating for biosolids either.
Ooh, nasty. And still, they milk cockroaches somewhere. Okay. All right. Outside the Box continues with Ty Bollinger. Remember, cancertruth.net, thetruthaboutcancer.com, all these things linked up in the show notes. The book we wrote together, Unlock the Power to Heal, providing that bit of information that really does plant the seeds for your own healing. Back after this.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
Term Wakefielded, you know, that used to be Andy Wakefield's last name. It became a verb when they took him out as a doctor, even though he's still a doctor, of course, great guy, basically because he observed some things that the pharmaceutical vaccine industrial complex didn't like, didn't want to get out. So they had to make an example of him for all of their doctors. Don't you dare put your head above there and speak out against anything that is part of our religion. What is that religion? The Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism.
Yep.
And maybe they're going to try and do it again with a really good guy. We featured him on the show a while back when he came out after the Autism One conference, a physician you know very well. You've taken your kids to see him, Dr. Dan Kalb in Nashville, Cool Springs Family Medicine. And apparently they're going after him because he came out and put on his website, "I'm not vaccinating anymore," after what I saw in the movie Vaxxed.
Yeah, I feel horrible too, you know, because the Vaxxed, that whole weekend at Autism One, really had a dramatic impact on Dr. Kalb. He came back and, you know, he's a man of his conscience. And he said, now that I know, I shouldn't be doing these anymore. I've got to follow my conscience. He didn't think, oh, this is the sacrament of the modern Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. They may try to do something to me if I do this. He didn't think about the consequences, which we should just do the right thing. And he did the right thing. But now he's being attacked. You know, here in Tennessee, Tennessee's not a friendly state for medical doctors that want to go outside the box. So now he's being attacked by the Tennessee State Board, and they're questioning his treatments for other types of diseases and other treatments that he's been implementing over the years, not even related to vaccines, because he dared to question vaccines. So now they're gonna audit him and make sure that he's a legitimate doctor and is doing the things that he should. And if they need to protect us from him, then they will.
Folks, this is why I speak out against licensure as often as I can. A license does not protect the public. It protects a stranglehold on the monopoly of the practice of any particular industry, I shall say. In this case, the medical industry, promotion of pharmaceutical patent medical drugs, thanks to the Flexner Report of 1910, made mandatory by Obamacare in 2010. Unless you know your way around it, of course. We've talked about that. But yeah, stand up with Dr. Kalb and you know, defend, help. There's a GoFundMe, and we have it linked up in the show notes, and Super Don's going to blast that out. A great guy. Support him. Help him fight back. And, you know, if you want to be very proactive, you should have disband every medical board of licensure in every state in the union. Because I believe licensure, it violates, in this case, constitutional freedom of a doctor to do what a doctor feels is best for his patients.
It does. It does. And, you know, one of the things that's interesting that in the interviews with Dr. Brzezinski over the last several years, and, you know, talking about his license being potentially revoked and the people that were in charge of that, he said basically something to the effect of, we have office people and clerks that are in high positions in the state medical board that are going to determine whether I lose my license or not, and they know nothing about medicine. You know, basically, so we have a bunch of pencil pushers that are following these egregious laws, and they know nothing about medicine. And so to him, to Dr. Brzezinski, it's just a travesty of justice that he's had to fight for all these years. And, you know, we have doctors like Dr. Kalb and Dr. Wakefield and many others that are being attacked and being persecuted. And the final decision as to whether they keep their license is not even made by someone that knows anything about medicine.
No, it's like people who run your condominium board. That's who's determining what kind of doctor you can see.
Yep.
Folks, it's amazing what's going on. By the way, Japan, they can actually sue the government and drug makers for injury. And there's 63 women and girls who reported side effects from the cervical cancer vaccines, which are not cervical cancer vaccines, by the way, HPV shots. Lawsuit going on over the HPV vaccines right now in Japan, something you don't have a right to do in America. Sue
no,
the
and you know,
the doctor, sue, yeah.
Yeah, and you're speaking of cervical cancer. Charlene just forwarded me an article a couple days ago about an Olympian, I don't know, from Australia maybe, that received the cervical cancer vaccine, the Gardasil vaccine, and she just died of cervical cancer. So, it's not very effective if you mm-hmm. die from the disease it's supposed to prevent.
No, and of course we can neutralize the cervical, so-called, the viral replication of the HPV, which is not the cause of cervical cancer. We can
stop
it with silver hydrosol. But.
And 90% of HPV goes away on its own.
Exactly. All right, folks, we're just here to remind you that the power to heal where it belongs, and Ty's going to tell you that in a moment. But in the meantime, remember, go out and get unlock the power to heal. Sign up for the Truth About Cancer, the big event coming up mid-October in Dallas. And also the Constitution class in August with me and Michael Badnarik. And with that, Ty Bollinger, tell them what they need to know.
They need to know that the power to heal is yours.
I love that.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.